It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
All right, welcome sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Neil Spencer here doing the broadcast today for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians taking on the OG Titans. And if that name sounds familiar, the OG Titans, they are a legendary program here in the Northwest Ohio area. Made numerous trips to the state, has won state, both boys and girls. And here in the Supreme Court, first time I've ever been in here, it's a great facility, great support from the fans, and it's just a tremendous place to play basketball. The wooden bleachers, kind of, I guess, is the setup. In the student section, they have kind of the stage area like we do. It's very similar to our facility and our place, except for I think our bleachers are a lot newer from that regard. But otherwise, a very similar setup to Fort Recovery, kind of give you a picture of that. So we got a great crowd on hand. A little update here on the JV score, and then we'll listen to some Hall of Fame announcements here. JV score for Coach Chris Guggenbiller, who ended up losing 40-31, puts the record at 3-8 on the season. At the end of the first quarter, OG led 8-4. In the second quarter, Fort Recovery outscores OG 14-8 to take a 18-16 halftime lead for the Indians. And then in the third quarter, Fort Recovery outscored OG as well, 13-12 to take a 31-28 lead. And then the fourth quarter, OG outscores Fort Recovery 12-0. And OG ends up winning 40-31. Fort Recovery was led by Elena Evers with 10 points. Faith Gruby with 8. Brenna Holman came down and scored 5. Hope Wendell 4. Grace Guggenbiller 2. And Whitley Rammel 2. So Brenna and Hope and Whit came down and got some minutes in the JV action, and I definitely think that helped out the JV team. Brenna had been on, had a knee injury throughout the preseason, has not really played a whole lot during the season as well, just because of those knee issues, and she came in and got in action the other day for the first time in the varsity game. And Coach Gann, Holly Gann, threw her down and gave her some minutes probably to get her back in and get some legs underneath her and kind of get her going there a little bit. And then Hope Window as well with headaches. Had migraines, has had a migraine for a year straight, so those people who go through that kind of know what that's like and what she has to deal with on a daily basis. And so they put her down and get her some time as well at that JV level. She must have been feeling okay today to be able to get some playing time. And then Whitley Rammel, obviously, is a sophomore. Anytime you can get those younger kids, freshmen and sophomores, 5 quarters a night. So anytime you can get those younger kids playing, and that's always going to be beneficial as well. So we'll hear take a quick break here from a Hall of Fame announcements, and we'll be back here close to the starting lineups.
The Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame will have 2 new members in its 2020 induction class. The induction ceremony will be held between the JV and varsity boys basketball games versus Arcanum, scheduled for Saturday, January 18th. The 2 new inductees will join the 43 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. The 2020 inductees are Dale Griesinger and Matt Reisner. Here's the sports biography for Dale Griesinger. Dale was a 1949 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. He was a 4-year letterman in baseball and captain during his senior year. He was a mainstay on the 1949 baseball team that was undefeated until a loss in the regional finals. He led the team in stolen bases. Dale was also a star on the basketball court at Fort Recovery High School. He earned 2 varsity letters and was also a co-captain of the team. Dale went on to play college basketball at Capital University, earning 3 varsity letters. Dale continued his participation in athletics long after his scholastic career, playing fast pitch and slow pitch softball, basketball, and volleyball on many independent teams and while serving in the Army. While in the service, he played basketball, softball, and volleyball for the 5th Army headquarters of Chicago. He also coached both basketball and softball until his separation from the Army in 1956. Dale was a member of many successful independent teams. As a member of the New Idea Equipment Team, he won fast pitch softball state championships in 1951 and 1952. He played on various slow pitch softball and basketball teams in the Detroit area from 1957 until the mid-1980s, winning many championships and making many all-star teams. He also coached numerous basketball and baseball teams during his 35 years as an educator. The gymnasium at Hoover Junior High School in Taylor, Michigan is named the Dale Griesinger Gymnasium in his honor. Dale culminated his playing career when his senior slow pitch softball team won the National Senior Olympics Tournament for ages 65 to 70 in 1999. That's the athletic biography for Dale Griesinger. Here's the athletic biography for Matt Reisner. Matt was a 1998 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. He was a star runner at Fort Recovery High School in both cross country and track, earning four letters in each. Matt was a top runner for the 1996 state championship team that compiled an amazing record of 162 wins and no losses. He was Fort Recovery's top finisher at the state meet, placing seventh. During his Fort Recovery High School career, Matt ran in the state meet three times and was an all-state runner in both 96 and 97, placing seventh and eighth in those races. He still holds the second fastest 5K time in school history for cross country, 16 minutes and 14 seconds. Matt was a member of three MAC championship teams and two district and regional championship teams, in addition to the state championship team. Matt participated in the cross country junior Olympics in 96 and 97. He also went to Australia in 1996 to compete in the City to Surf race, where he placed fourth for Team USA. Matt also excelled in track in the 400, the 800, and the 4x800 relay. He is still the current record holder in the 800 and the 4x800 relay team. That 4x800 team won the MAC, district, and regional in both 97 and 98, placing 5th and 9th in the state, respectively. Matt placed 7th in the state in the 800 in 1998. He also posted a career best of 52.47 seconds in the 400, which was the school record at the time he graduated. Matt continued his running career after high school at Wright State University, where he was a four-year letterman. He still runs marathons, most recently the 2019 Columbus Marathon, where he placed 43rd out of nearly 3,600 runners, which qualifies him for the Boston Marathon. Matt has run over 36,000 miles in his lifetime. That's the athletic biography for Matt Reisner, who, along with Dale Griesinger, will be inducted into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame on Saturday evening, January 18th.
All right, Fort Recovery sports fans, this is Brian Patch with you here with Neil Spencer. We're going to take a short break, but I wanted to get back on the air to let you know that this is the game. It will be broadcast here shortly. The buzzer just went off, so we'll get ready for the anthem, and we'll be back on the air with the starting lineups for both teams.
This is Elizabeth Bentley from Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the great specials we have for you Thursday, January the 16th. We have everything you need for some great family meals. There's beautifully trimmed ribeye steaks for just $6.99 a pound. We also have bone-in pork chops for only $2.99 a pound and all varieties of shake and bake for $3.49 each. All varieties of best choice instant or sliced potatoes are $1.69 for the 4 to 6 ounce size. All varieties of our best choice 48-ounce jars of applesauce for $2.85 each and the 29-ounce can of veg-all mixed vegetables for $2.85. In our deli, we have Eckert's Virginia brand ham for $4.99 a pound and Big Eye Swiss is just $4.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these and other great prices throughout our store on all your favorite items. Main Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
So Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned health pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses when the cold and flu strikes, you can count on Cal Pharmacy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription. And we will recommend the best products for you. Stop in at Cal Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, and we're back here on, again, Brian Patch and Neil Spencer on the broadcast. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians are up here at Ottawa, Ohio, at Ottawa Glendorf High School, OG Titans. And OG Titans are 10-1 on the campaign, 4-0 in the WBL. Starters for OG is number 4, Kelsey Erford, a 5'8 junior who was second team all WBL last year. Number 14, Maggie Verhoff, a 5'6 freshman, a guard. Number 22, Brianna Schimmemuller, a 5'6 senior who was honorable mention WBL last year. Number 32, Peyton Warnecki. She's one of their key players that returned for them last year, a 5'9 senior. And number 33, Aaron Kaufman, who is an honorable mention WBL sophomore as well, 6 foot. Kaufman and Warnecki are the two that played a lot of minutes for them last year, even though Kaufman was a freshman last year. Those two, Warnecki and Kaufman, are probably their two players with the most experience. So, just wanted to kind of comment on those two. Another thing, Fort Recovery did something pretty cool, as Fort Recovery fans have come, I guess, accustomed to and known to, is on the boys team here at OG, one of the assistant coaches, his wife passed away yesterday, was killed in a car crash. And so the Fort Recovery team signed a banner and a poster with Faith family and friends and on it, and sent that up here to the OG team and gave it to the administration here at OG today to start off. So a pretty cool thing here for Fort Recovery, which again we've been kind of accustomed to, of being great sportsmanship and honor those kind of people. That's part of high school sports, and so great little thing for our team to do. And Coach Halligan, Fort Recovery started in our traditional lineup of Val Mullenkamp and Olivia Patch and Brooke Colligan seniors. Val stands in at 6 foot going to Finley, Olivia 6'2 going to Hillsdale, Brooke Colligan at 5'5, and then juniors guards Kiki Wendell and Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn stands in at 5'10 and Kiki Wendell at 5'5. So that's the starting lineup for the Indians. Quickly, jump ball tip right here. OG controls the ball, come down and shot missed, and Val Mullenkamp gets a steal off of the offensive rebound. Brooke Colligan then quickly turns the ball back over with a travel call. So right now, neither team has got a shot up in the first 25 seconds. So Indians again come in with a record of 9-2. Again, non-conference game here, and OG comes in with 10-1 record. So we played some similar opponents. Wapakoneta being one of them. OG beat them 60-29, and Fort Recovery beat them 35-32. So right now, OG has the ball on offense. Kaufman has the ball, swings it over to Verhoff. Verhoff back to Aaron Kaufman, drives in, gets a shot up, misses. Rebound to Warnecki. Warnecki throws back up. Drive in, nice little pull-up for Schimmemuller. Little 15-foot pull-up for her. Full court press. You will see this game should be up and down a little bit. OG likes to get out and run in transition and push. They are young. Fort Recovery's an experienced team. So Ali Vaughn drives in, throws to Olivia Patch. Short on that shot. Good little drive and kick there for Ali Vaughn, drawing the defender. OG in transition. Kaufman has the ball, guarded by Olivia Patch. Throws back out to Warnecki. Warnecki drives on the left-hand side. Spin, throws. Over to Kaufman. Kaufman for a three, and air ball. Comes up short. Goes after the ball. Saves it in. Brooke Collick picks up the loose ball. Pushes up Val Mullenkamp in transition. Val tries to hit a cutting Kiki Wendell, but stolen by Kaufman. Quickly down the floor. Blocked by Olivia Patch is Orford. So Olivia gets a block. Pushing it in transition is Ali Vaughn. Throws to cutting Val Mullenkamp. Up and good for a layup. Great transition for the Indians. Right now 2-2 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. OG looks like they're going to run a set here. Eifert has the ball, swings it over to Shema Muller. Back over to Eifert. She drives baseline, stops and looks. Skips the ball over to Shema Muller for three. 5-2 Titans. Again, full court pressure here by OG. Kiki Wendell breaks it. Goes ahead to Val Mullenkamp. Val thinks about a three, drives middle. Stop a little 8-foot pull-up jumper. Good. Nice little pull-up move by Val Mullenkamp. Right now, 5-4 Titans lead. Quickly down in transition. Kaufman has the ball, looking to take Olivia 1-on-1. Olivia does a great job of moving her feet. Throws back up to Shema Muller. Shema Muller has the ball. 4-round-1 offense right now. Swings over to Verhoff. Over to Warnecki on the left-hand side. Back up top to Shema Muller. Swings the ball over to Kaufman, looking for a cutting Erford inside, who shoots and misses. Ali Vaughn with a defensive rebound. Pushing ahead. And deflected out of bounds. So will remain Indians ball. Looks like Kiki Wendell's going to be taking it out. We have some subs in for OG. Chloe Glenn, who is a 5'8 freshman. And Syker, who's a 5'4 junior. Val Mullenkamp has the ball. On the left-hand side here. Throws it to Ali Vaughn. Cut inside. Ali throws to Brooke Collig on the opposite wing. Brooke turns down the shot. Throws up to Kiki Wendell. High ball screen for Olivia and Kiki. Ali Vaughn has it. Drives baseline. Up and misses. Quickly in transition here is Eifert and draws a foul on Ali Vaughn. So we miss a layup on our end and have a chance to give up a layup on the other end. And unfortunately, I guess, or maybe it is going to be a good foul. We'll see how this turns out. But Ali Vaughn picks up a foul. And Kelsey Eifert will be going to the free throw line. Possibly saved us 2 points with that foul in transition. First free throw up is short. So right now, probably saved us at least 1 point by that five by Ali Vaughn. OG seems to be a little deeper than what we are, at least in this quarter, as they've played 9 kids already. Fort Recovery has yet to sub with 4:24 to go. Second free throw is up and good. Give OG a 6-4 lead with 4:24 to go in the Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard. Full court pressure here applied by OG. Ali Vaughn's able to get into Val Mullenkamp. He throws it back to Ali, and they clear the floor. Ali Vaughn has it on the left-hand side, trying to drive in. Goes on the floor, looks like. Oh, they're going to call foul on OG. Ali went after it, dove on the ground. Great hustle by her. Kind of spun around, which could be called for a traveling, but they decide not to. They call foul instead. So the Indians will be taking the ball out. Right now, OG has one foul. Fort Recovery has one foul. So even on the foul calls. Great crowd on hand here for both teams. OG travels well, and obviously they don't have to travel for this one, but even at our place last year, they packed our fort site. So great crowd on hand here at home. Indians trigger the ball into Kiki Wendell up top. 4-round-1 is their offense. Little X over action up top with Val and Kiki. Swings over to Ali Vaughn. Pass deflected. Val recovers, getting trapped right now. Spins out of it. Looking for a man to throw to. Does hit Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig throws into Kiki on the block. Left block, throws it back out to Brooke Collig. Brooke had a three, but turned it down. Throws over to Val. Looking inside for Liv, who Olivia Patch is doing a great job of working in there. We just missed her on a post-up. Now Ali Vaughn does get it to her. Liv catches it, tries to spin in. Great move, gets fouled, but no call. Misses the shot. OG picks up a rebound for Eifert. Eyeball screen. Nothing there. Skip pass over. Seeker has the ball. Swings up to Bearhoff. Right now, OG's being patient, working the ball around the perimeter. Five are on the perimeter, basically, running a five-man out. A lot of drives, cuts, flare screens. Brooke Collig with the deflection and a steal. Pushes in transition. And shoots a little eight-footer off the glass. Gets an offensive rebound. And up and good on the second time. Way to stay with it, Brooke. It doesn't go in the first time. Stay with it. And she did that for a finish. Right now, 6-6. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Eifert has the ball for the Lady Titans. Dribbling in. Olivia Patch comes over, makes her change her shot, but they get an offensive rebound, put back miss. Val Molenkamp with the defensive rebound. And the Titans are going to bring in three new subs, and every time they're subbing three at a time, keeping bodies fresh and throwing bodies out there. Paige Fortkamp checks in for the Indians, replacing Olivia Patch, and Macy Day checking in for Allie Vaughn. Again, they're trying to save, I'd say, some quarters for Whitley, Rammel, Hope, Wendell, and Brenna Holman, who played some in that JV game, so they're probably trying to keep those quarters fresh for the second, third, and fourth quarters. So we're not subbing a whole lot right now, although Macy and Paige are in. OG does take the ball out, shoots a three for Kaufman. They get an offensive rebound. Indians lost their man. Kick wide open three for Shima Muller. Good again. Right now, I believe that's her second three for them to give them a 9-6 lead. So someone obviously we got to be aware of. Macy Day has the ball on the left. Throws it back up to Paige Fortkamp, who swings it over to Brooke Colley. Brooke back to Macy. Right now, the Indians are being patient, working the ball around. We do get the ball into Val Molenkamp. Step back. Little eight-footer misses. Nice little shot for Val. Just came up short for it. OG quickly in transition with Shima Muller. Nice inside hand deflection by Paige Fortkamp out of bounds. Allie Vaughn's going to come in and replace Macy Day. So Macy did not get a play very long there in that little stint. And then for OG Titans is going to be number 45, Chloe Glenn, 5'8 freshman. So Indians have Val Molenkamp, Brooke Collig, Kiki Wendell, Paige Fortkamp, and Allie Vaughn out on the floor. OG ball taking it out in the backcourt. Eifert has the ball for the OG Titans. On the right-hand side, getting through with a little ball screen. Skip pass over here to the right in front of our bench to Warnecki. Warnecki inside to Glenn. Glenn back out to Warnecki. Wide open three. Misses it. Offensive rebound put back. Good for the OG Titans. Val Molenkamp fell down. Not sure if she got tripped or pushed. But she fell down, and Kaufman was able to grab it, the rebound, put it back, and Paige Fortkamp tried to come over to block the shot and contest it and picks up a foul. So it's an old chance for an old three-point play here for OG as they lead 11-6 in the first quarter with a minute 30 to go. Free throw up and good for Kaufman. Even though she's a sophomore, she played a lot of minutes for them last year, so she's a very experienced player. Was one of their leading scorers for us, or for them in our game last year. 12-6, Titans lead. Full court pressure again. Right now, Val Molenkamp's bringing it down, and she has probably the better matchup with the post player guarding her. Kiki Wendell breaks it. Little stop pull-up. Deflected pass. Possible, yep, turnover here on the Indians. OG quickly in transition. Go ahead, Kaufman. Nice little bounce pass for Glenn inside and finishes it. 14-6, OG lead. Full court pressure again. Allie Vaughn breaks it, throws over to Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig on the right, hand off to Kiki Wendell. Getting double teamed, still by Kiki. Or on Kiki, I should say. Throws ahead to Shima Muller. And Brooke Collig steals it right back, and Coach Holligan will take a timeout. So kind of a frantic pace right here. We've had a couple turnovers. This is what OG does. They like to push in transition and pressure on defense and look to run and jump from behind. So we got to make sure we take care of the ball. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
From Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the great specials we have for you Thursday, January the 16th. We
have everything you need for some great family meals. There's beautifully trimmed ribeye steaks for just $6.99 a pound. We also have bone-in pork chops for only $2.99 a pound and all varieties of shake and bake for $3.49 each. All varieties of best choice instant or sliced potatoes are $1.69 for the 4 to 6 ounce size. All varieties of our best choice 48-ounce jars of applesauce for $2.85 each and the 29-ounce can of veg-all mixed vegetables for $2.85. In our deli, we have Eckert Virginia brand ham for $4.99 a pound and Big Eye Swiss is just $4.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these and other great...
All right, and we're back. Indians have the ball and bounce. A little dribble, weave, handoff over for Allie Vaughn for a three. Much needed basket for the Indians here as we were trailing 14-6, now 14-9 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. OG has the ball. Looks like they're probably going to go for one shot here. Sherman Muller has the ball. Throw the ball inside to a big height advantage in there to Chloe Glenn, who was guarded by Brooke Hogg, 5'9 against 5'5, and drop step powers up and scores. That's a bad matchup for us. Right now, Indians have the ball. 6 seconds. Kiki Wendell has the ball. Drives in. Deflected. Pick it up. Going to be called jump ball. Jump ball. Indians had a chance for another turnover there by the Indians. Luckily, Kiki did get her hands back on that. This is definitely going to test our strength level with the basketball, how we handle the basketball, because OG is coming at us in waves right now. Kiki Wendell has the ball, triggering it in. Inbound, so is Allie Vaughn. Not sure she knows how much time we have on the floor. Kicks it over to Brooke Colleague, who shoots and misses. So after one on the Wabash Mutual scoreboard, it is 16-9 Titans lead. And we'll take a short break.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't fry bacon in the nude. Close your mouth when you hang glide. One's a malt ball. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Do I look fat?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
All right, and we're back again. Brian Patch and Neil Spencer here on the broadcast. After the first quarter, Indians trail by 7, 16-9. Kind of a balanced scoring for us. It looks like Val has 4, Allie has 3, and Brooke has 2. So that would be our Indian scoring here. And Shimmer Moeller leads OG with 8, so has half of the points. Has hit 2 threes, so that's something we got to be concerned with, was her ability to shoot it. But OG is a well-put-together team. They have inside, they have outside, they have guards, they have shooters, and they like to press, which is something a lot of teams don't like to face. So definitely got our work cut out for us here. Olivia Patch and Whitley Rammel checks in. So right now on the floor, we have Kiki Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Olivia Patch, Paige Forkamp, and Whitley Rammel on the floor. This is probably one of our biggest lineups we could possibly put out there, minus Val. So see how defensively and how we can guard getting up and down the floor here, how that goes for us. All right, now OG has the ball with Warnecki up top on the right-hand side, looking for Kaufman inside. Driving kick over here for Veerhoff. Great defense by the Indians and Olivia Patch and Whitley Rammel moving their feet. Shot is up and no good. Allie Vaughn with the defensive rebound. Pushing in transition. Paige Forkamp decides to slow it down and throw it back to Allie Vaughn. Right now, has the ball up top. Loses it. Goes to the ground to pick it up. And we take another timeout. So right now, we've already used timeouts trying to get loose balls. And something, again, as I said, key to the game is our ability to handle the basketball without turning it over. So that's definitely going to be tested here. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
I want to thank Michael Hearn radio guy for OG, who gave us some stats here. They are led by Kelsey Eifert with 12 points a game. Brianna Schimmelmuller, who has 8, currently averages 11 on the year, and Aaron Kaufman averages 10, so they have 3 in double digits. Well-balanced, again, scoring a lot of points. Good little flare screen by Olivia Patch on Allie Vaughn for open 3, and she airballs it. Kiki Wendell with an offensive rebound. Bringing the ball back up to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn has it, swings it over Kiki. High ball screen with Olivia and Kiki. And Liv, or Kiki, lobs it into Liv. Liv goes after it, but they get called for a foul on the lob pass inside. So Indians will be taking the ball on the side here, right in front of the OG bench. Troy Yant is their coach. 8th season, has 172 wins and 25 losses. Great guy. I've coached against him a couple years. Done a lot to help us out with trading film, so I do appreciate him. Kiki Wendell has the ball, throws a pass over to Paige. Paige back up top to Olivia. Olivia skip pass, deflected out of bounds. That's one of those, instead of trying to make that skip pass to Kiki, maybe have to swing the ball and then get it to her. Right now, the Indians look a little frustrated with the quickness of OG Titans. They seem to be everywhere out there on the floor. Deflected passes, turnovers right now for them. So hit flare, Paige on the flare, throws to Olivia Patch in the corner. Allie Vaughn cuts through. And Paige throws it as Kiki's cutting to the basket and was deflected out of bounds. So we dodged the bullet on that one. Paige Fortkamp and Olivia Patch come out. Brooke Collig and Val Mullenkamp come in. Right now the Indians have Vaughn, Wendell, Collig, Rammel, and Mullenkamp on the floor. Right now the Indians are just trying to get the ball in bounds. A little bit of a struggle here today. Val Mullenkamp has the ball up top. Swings over to Brooke Collig. Brooke skips it over to Val. Val has the ball up top. Right now we're kind of cutting into the basket, but unfortunately we're running into each other. And that happens a little bit in the motion offense. Deflected pass by Allie Vaughn. Turnover. Aaron Kaufman in transition. Up and good for Aaron Kaufman. Indians trail by 9, and that's what we have. 18-9 is the score on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Brooke Collig has it at 15-foot, turns it down, throws over to Val Mullenkamp, who's long, deflected out of bounds, should be up. It's going to be OG ball. Indians look to be maybe doing a little full-court pressure here. Well, 1-2-2 half-court trap, three-quarter court trap. Trying to get something going on, because right now what we're doing is really not working. Look a little frustrated on the offensive end more than anything. Defensively done okay, but a lot of their points has been off the transition because of our turnovers. Titans break the trap easily. Get the ball up top to Eifert, their leading scorer again with 12 points a game. Swings the ball over Schimmelmuller. Great shot fake when you can shoot it. That makes the defense close out on you. She goes by Brooke, but turns down the shot. Swings it over to number 40, Jasmine Rich, who just checked in as a 5'9 senior. Good post move inside to Eifert. Little left-handed jump hook shot for the point guard. Senior point guard, 5'8. So right now, Indian Strell, 20-9. Kiki Wendell picks up her dribble, tries to skip passes. Right now, everything just seems to be difficult for the Indians. We missed Kiki wide open on a curl cut inside. Trying to get it to Whitley Rammel inside on the lob. But great help side defense by the Titans. So we're swinging the ball around the perimeter. Kiki drives the gap, kicks over to Brooke Collig. Wide open three in the corner. Good. Brooke Collig for a three. And I believe that is her first three made on the season. So definitely needed. And he's now get a turnover. Allie Vaughn steals the ball by a great trap by Val Mullenkamp and Brooke Collig. Val Mullenkamp open three, turns it down. Recovers back over, throws it over to Kiki Wendell. Open three on the right side in the air ball. And they call holding foul. Looks like it's probably going to be on OG. So Indians will be taking the ball out underneath. 4:32 to go on the Fowler Mechanical scoreboard. And by the way, Coach Collig, you are getting old. Peyton Warnecki, she says, was one of my managers at Lipsick when I was coaching volleyball 9 years ago. So she currently now is a senior coach. So time flies when you're having fun. Val Mullenkamp misses. Little 10-footer. OG quickly down in transition, throws the ball. I would have to say it looked like we fouled OG, and they don't call it. It goes out of bounds, so Indians do have the ball in our favor. 20-12 right now, Indians are trailing. Brooke Collie slowly here breaking the pressure, man-to-man pressure, trying to get it to Kiki Wendell. Goes over to Alivon on the right-hand side in front of the OG section. Alivon drives in, throws it off Wiley off the glass. OG in transition, 3-on-1. Shot up and miss. Glenn with the rebound, doesn't shoot it. Not sure why she would not shoot it when she's on the block there, unguarded. Throws it away. Valmont can't with a steal. Back in transition, Key has it. Skip pass back up to Brooke. Brooke looks to drive a gap. Alivon turns down the shot, throws up to Val Mullenkamp. Val, about 24-footer, good. Deep three for Val Mullenkamp. Much needed points right there. We could get back in this thing and go on a little bit of a run. It's now 20-15. OG has the ball. Down the left-hand side is Diller. Swings over to Glenn. Back up to Sheeker. Deflected by Ali Vaughn. Indians can go on a little run here if we can score. Cut this thing down to three. Kiki Wendell in transition. Drives baseline. Throws back up to Ali Vaughn for three. Good. Indians are slowly cutting into this lead right now. 20-18. Indians are down by two. Cut this thing in half. More than half. Quickly drive though as we pick up some pressure. Great drive by Shimon Muller. And there throws it into Glenn inside. Indians coming back in transition. Full court pressure here. Implied by OG. Alivon drives. Kicks to Kiki in the corner. On the left hand side. Kiki drives baseline. Throws up to Whitley Ramo. Gets a turnover. Shimon Muller stops. Thinks about shooting it. Turns it down. Goes over to Verhoff for three. Good. And just like that, OG's back up to a seven-point lead. And the Indians look very gassed right now. We're walking the ball off the floor, and our hands are on our hips. And OG looks very fresh, trapping us and running and jumping right now. And again, they're playing 9 and 10 kids. So we got to make sure we handle the basketball and don't turn it over. Right now we do lob it in to Whitley Ramo inside. A great pass by Kiki Wendell, who has three assists on the day. And OG does take a quick timeout. 25-20. OG has a lead with a minute 47 to go in the Fall of Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, and we're back. Again, 25-20 on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Minute 47 to go in the second. Will be OG's ball on the side. Just coming out from a 30-second timeout. Olivia Patch and Paige Fortkamp check in. So right now we have, and as does Macy Day. Again, as I said, the hands were on the shorts, bent over. We were tired, gas, fatigued. So now we got Paige Fortkamp, Macy Day, Brooke Collig, Val Mullenkamp, and Olivia Patch on the floor. One thing we got to check out with this lineup is if OG decides to press us, don't have a lot of maybe ball handlers that we have with Allie and Kiki out there. So we'll see how this goes. Spreading the floor. Val Mullenkamp loses her man, watching the ball get beat on a backdoor cut by Chloe Glenn. Indians trail by seven. Paige Fortkamp over to Val Mullenkamp. Looking to run a skip pass set over to Paige, trying to get into Olivia Patch and missed that opportunity. Skip it over to Brooke. Now we get it inside to Liv. And goes up and good with a power move. Great power move in there and throws in by Brooke Collie. You can tell coach is trying to get the ball inside. We have an advantage with Whitley and Liv inside if we can just be patient, strong enough to get the ball inside. Unfortunately, that has not been the case so far. Indians right now looking to get a defensive stop, trailing by 5 with a minute to go. Skip passes right now. Ooh, possible turnover. Kaufman does have the ball on the right-hand side. He's trying to go 1-on-1. Olivia does a great job of moving her feet. She does a step-back three, misses it. Great box out by Macy Day and Olivia Patch on that right-hand side. Macy gets a rebound, pushes in transition. Getting trapped now by Brooke Collig. Brooke skips it over two. Nope. Turnover on Brooke Collig. Down, Kaufman steals it, comes up. Layup good, just like that. And is now trailed by 7. Brooke has the ball. Hits Paige Forkamp on a flare screen. Contested three gets blocked. Probably not the great shot for the Indians on that one. Usually if it's getting blocked on the perimeter, that's usually not a great shot. You got to turn those down, try to get a better shot, beat someone off the dribble or reverse the basketball. 10 seconds to go, 29-22. Little side ball screen here for Eifer and Schimmelmuller. Kaufman has the ball, looking to drive in. Great help side defense. And throws the ball away. Time expires. So at the half, it's 29-22, OG Titans. We went through a little bit of runs there. Indians were down big, were able to cut that thing back. And then all of a sudden, OG kind of goes on a little bit of spurt there in that final minute to take a 29-22 on the Fall of Mechanical scoreboard. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with some JV stats.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, and we're back again. Halftime stats here for the varsity game. OG jumped out in the first quarter 16-9. And in the second quarter, both teams tied up, scoring, both of them scoring 13. But the Indians do trail at half 29-22. Leading scorers for the Indians in that first quarter was Val Mullenkamp with 7. Allie Vaughn with 6, hitting a pair of threes. Val had 1. Allie has 2. Brooke Cogg with 5. She hit a 3 as well. And then Whitley Rammel and Olivia Patch with 2 points each. And that rounds out the 22 points. In a JV game, again, the Indians get beat 40-31. And the record for Coach Chris Guggenmiller goes to 3-8 now. In the first quarter, scores went like this. It was 8-4 OG over Fort Recovery. In the second quarter, Fort Recovery outscores OG 14-8 to take a 18-16 halftime lead. In the third quarter, Fort Recovery outscores OG by 1, 13-12. Then the third quarter scores go 31-28. And in the fourth quarter is where the damage was done. OG outscores Fort Recovery 12-0 as OG wins 42-31. Leading scorers for Fort Recovery is Elena Evers with 10, Faith Gruby with 8, Brenna Holman with 5, Hope Wendell with 4, Grace Guggenmiller 2, and Whitley Rammel with 2. So we'll take a break and we'll be back.
Project-based ag class at Fort Recovery High School is selling beautiful handmade Fort Recovery Indians cutting boards. These are created and designed by the students in the class. Isaac Hawk, Andy Hall, Ramsey Leverett, Alyssa O'Connor, Kaylin Overman, and Ronnie White. There will only be 100 of these made, and they're only $25 each. You can support our students and get yourself a beautiful collector's item. Just go to the Fort Recovery Local Schools Facebook page to see the design and print out your order form, or just stop by the high school office. Please order yours by January 10th. Get one of these unique and useful handmade cutting boards built and designed by our project-based ag class. They're only $25, and you can download your order form from the Fort Recovery Local Schools Facebook page or go to the high school office and fill it out there. Get yours today. The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring a chili supper on Friday night, January 31st. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with Marion Local. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids 5 and under are free. All proceeds benefit the Fort Recovery Education Scholarship Fund. Get to the Marion Local game early on January 31st and enjoy the Fort Recovery Education Association chili supper with all the fixins. Serving from 4:30 to 6:30.
Jacket Bonanza raffle tickets for the 2020 Win on a Wabash Super Raffle are on sale now at only $50 each. Each ticket gets you a chance to win a 2020 Dodge Challenger Hemi or one of 105 other cash prizes, including a grand prize of $75,000 cash. Each ticket also gets you one entry wristband into the event of the year, the WOW Raffle, to be held on August 28th and 29th at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery. A full list of details on the event and raffle, as well as a list of businesses selling Blue Jacket raffle tickets, can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Raffle tickets can also be purchased directly through our website. Only 4,000 tickets are being sold for the Blue Jacket Bonanza raffle, and with a limited number of those tickets remaining, be sure to get yours before they're gone.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't fry bacon in the nude. Close your mouth when you hang glide. One's a malt ball. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Do I look fat?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
All right, and we're back here. Sorry for the little delay. I was talking with Coach Mike Fry, the Lima Bath Middle School Wild Kittens team. He actually coached quite a few of these Fort Recovery girls. Currently right now, Allie Vaughn and Kiki Wendell both play for him with Team 419, and Val Mullenkamp, Olivia Patch, have played in the past when they were younger. Whitney Will and Grace Tin also played for Coach Mike Fry as well. So, great guy from Lima Bath, and we appreciate anytime someone else is willing to work with our kids in the off season to get them better. Great guy, and he stopped in to talk. And they actually just lost to OG just the other day. And I think OG has something ridiculous like 30-some, 40-some WBL games won in a row. So, obviously, OG is tough, but also Lima Bath played them really well. So, actually, that score was 44-36, and he said they just kind of wear you down, and that's kind of has a feel a little bit kind of what's going on here with us right now, as I said earlier, with our kids with their hands kind of on their hips and on their knees. That pressure just comes at you in waves. So, again, with that being said, take a couple commercial breaks here. We'll be back hopefully for the beginning of the third quarter for the OG Titans. Again, lead 29-22 over our Fort Recovery Indians.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Starting out here for the third quarter. Looks like it's going to be Indians ball. On the floor, we're going to have Ramel, Mullenkamp, Wendell, Kolick, and Vaughn on the floor. And for OG Titans, looks like we're going to have Eiford, Verhoff, Schimmelmuller, Warnecki, and Kaufman. Kiki Wendell has the ball up top. Bounce passes to Ali Vaughn, who drives in and turns the ball over for the Indians. So not a great start for the Indians here. Again, Indians trail by 7, 29-22. Indians coming out man-to-man half-court defense. Eifert has the ball, skips it over to Schimmelmuller, throws it over to Kaufman, blows by Whitley Ramel on defense, throws over here now to Warnacki, stops and pivots, throws up to Eifert, back over to Kaufman, drives again. Had a chance to go up under and move, didn't use it. Warnacki has the ball, guarded by Brooke Collig on the left-hand side. She's looking to penetrate a gap. Could be a five-second call, nope. We're, I guess, 4.5 on the count. Schimmelmuller throws back up to Verhoff. Verhoff fouls the ball over to Eifert. Dribbles in, blows by Ali Vaughn for the layup. 31-22. Ali Vaughn now walking it up. Skips it over to Val Mullenkamp. Closely guarded by Kaufman. A little flare screen on the left-hand side. Val Mullenkamp drives in. Turns, spins. Throws it over to Whitley Ramel. And up and good. And draws a foul. A nice pass by Val Mullenkamp to Whitley Ramel. Cuts the lead to 7. Has a chance for a free throw here for Whit. Makes the old-fashioned three-point play. And Whitley Ramel up and good. Not been a strong suit of Whit, so she's kind of struggled from the free throw line. Quickly, Indians come out in a trap, and Kaufman turns the ball over. Looks like Coach Troyant a little frustrated here. Pulls Peyton Warnecki through the pass away. So she comes out and Chloe Glenn goes in. Ali Vaughn triggers the ball into Kiki Wendell up top. Kiki Wendell drives to the left-hand side, hand off to Brooke. Brooke swings the ball over to Val up top on the right-hand side now. Dribble between the legs, back up to Ali Vaughn up top. Closely guarded by Erford. Hands off to Kiki. Kiki, nice little crossover pull-up jumper, 8-footer, short off the glass. Grabs her own rebound, slips in, and draws the foul. So Kiki Wendell misses the first shot, gets an offensive rebound, and will be going to the free throw line. So Kiki has a chance to decrease this lead. First one up is good on the Hall Brother foul line. Right now, the Indians are 2 for 2 from the foul line. Kiki has a chance to add to her total here of 1 point, and she does. Second one is good. All right, now 31-27. Indians come out in a little trap. Push the ball up. Finds Verhoff over here. Wide open three. Good. Hard to press when you can stop and shoot threes against pressure in transition. She has now six. Verhoff does for OG. Allie Vaughn breaks their pressure. Over to Val Mullenkamp. Drives into Brooke Collick. Hands off to Whitley Rammel. Around the rim and good. So Whitley Rammel right now is going to be the recipient of some nice passes. Steal by Brooke Collick. Throws it over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki lays it in. So right now, the Indians on a little bit of a run. They come out in a trap. Teams that usually press don't like to be pressed, so the Indians are trying to do just that. Throws the ball over to Shima Muller. Back out for Verhoff for another three, and good. Back-to-back threes for Verhoff. Right now, it's 37-31. On the Fort Camp excavating third quarter scoreboard. Val Mullenkamp brings the ball down against Kaufman. Probably a pretty good matchup for Fort Recovery. Val drives in, kick out to Brooke Collick for open three in the corner. No good, over the back on Willie, but no call. We'll take that. Kiki has the ball, offensive rebound, dump down in, and kick ball. Looks like we're going to be Jasmine Rich will replace Kaufman for the OG Titans. Kiki Wendell will carry the ball in underneath the basket. Throws it into Val Mullenkamp. Val got double teamed, and when she pivoted, both team girls ran out to cover Kiki, and Val was wide open. She didn't realize how wide open she was. Nonetheless, we still have the ball, which is good. Throws it into Whitley Rammel. Double teamed inside and possible turnover. Kiki does pick up the loose ball. Skips it over to Allie Vaughn. Back up top to Brooke. Brooke slows it down and backs away. Got to be able to use that left hand. Goes over to Allie Vaughn and throws it away. So Allie Vaughn gets the turnover. Indians trailing with 4:29 to go. 37-31 is the lead for the OG Titans. And we got a blown tire here. It looks like by Val is trying to tie her shoe. So stoppage and play. Fort Recovery goes man-to-man, full court pressure. Little trap right there. OG breaks that easily. Shima Muller drives in, kicks over two. Glenn for three. Rolls around the rim and good. So Chloe Glenn steps out. 5'8 freshman steps out and hits the three. Increases that lead by nine now for OG. OG again putting a trap on the Indians. Val Mullenkamp one-handed whips it over to Whitley Rammel, who shoots and misses. Misses the layup. Allie Vaughn with the offensive rebound putback. Great hustle play by Allie Vaughn. Indians trapping again. OG breaks that. Glenn thinks about a three in the same spot. She just shot at it, misses it, or turns it down. Eifert has the ball, swings it over to Rich. Rich throws it into Eifert. Eifert dribbles here, gets double teamed, throws it back out. Shot up and misses it, but no one boxes out for the Indians, and they call jump ball now with the loose ball. And it will remain Titan ball. Paige Forkamp and Brenna Holman check in, replacing Vaughn and Collie. OG has the ball underneath their basket. Not sure why the stoppage in play is going on. Again, OG leading right now 40-33 with 3:26 to go in the Fort Camp excavating scoreboard. Eifert has the ball on the left-hand side, drives in, kicks out. Kaufman goes through her hands. Seekers ever able to recover the ball. Kaufman has it. Spin middle, drives by Whitley Rammel. Foul inside, yep, on Val Mullenkamp. Val is swinging down at the ball. Anytime you swing down with the ball and don't have your hands straight up, it's going to be called for a foul. Although it is Val's first, it is also our team first, so no foul trouble or issues there at all. But Aaron Kaufman will go to the free throw line. For on the year, she is 12 of 22. Olivia Patch checks in, replaces Whitley Rammel. So we have Fortkamp, Holman, Mollenkamp, Patch, and Wendell. Second free throw up and good as well. 42-33 lead now for OG. Kiki Wendell has the ball, throws over to Val Mollenkamp on the left-hand side. Val's dribbling around looking for someone to pass to. Hands off to Brenna Holman. Lip Patch sets a high ball screen for Brenna, and Brenna throws it away. OG loses it, though, and Brenna picks it right back up. Paige, ooh, possibly could have been a double dribble right in front of the fans. The OG crowd kind of yells. Val Mollenkamp has the ball, doesn't realize she's getting double-teamed from behind. Olivia Patch is working hard inside, doesn't throw it. They bow shoot the three, misses it. Fortkamp crashes into that backside, picks up an offensive rebound putback. Eifert in transition, blocked by Olivia Patch, and now they call a foul. We had the ball, actually took about three dribbles, and then they call a foul on the block shot. So, and that was the back official that came in to make that call. Glenn, first free throw is up and good. Allie Vaughn will replace Brenna Holman. Brooke Colley replaces Val Mollenkamp. So Glenn has a chance for her second free throw here right now on the season. She is 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Second free throw is up and no good. Brooke Colley comes away with the rebound. Goes over to Kiki Wendell. And throws the ball away, trying to throw a lead pass to Olivia Patch. So right now we have too many turnovers for us. Got to do a better job of handling the basketball. Indians apply full court pressure. Look for a jump. Got to be close to a 10-second count, and they call jump ball. And it will be Indians basketball. So Indians give OG a little taste of their own medicine and run a jump from behind, creating a turnover. Right now, Fortkamp, the third quarter Fortkamp excavating scoreboard is 43-35 OG lead. Kiki Wendell has the ball, drives into the left, throws it to Allie Vaughn. Allie swings over to Brooke. We'll miss Whitley Rammel wide open on a post up inside. Goes over to Allie Vaughn for a three. Long. Paige Fortkamp runs in, tries to grab the ball, and they say out on Paige. Eifert checking back in for OG, replaces Brinkman. Right now, OG has a lot of freshmen that they are playing. One, two, three, four freshmen that OG is playing in the game. So very young. Which if you're playing a lot of kids trying to press, you can get some kids in there, play, give them some minutes, especially at that young age. We try to trap, leave backside wide open, drive in. We got lucky on that one. Could have been a foul, no call. Allie Vaughn picks up her dribble and comes up with a turnover. Not sure if she was expecting someone else to be there as she was kind of getting trapped, but drug that pivot foot. So it'll be OG ball underneath. And Warren Eckes taking it out. Triggers into Eifert up top. Guarded by Brooke Colley. Eifert drives in. Little 10-footer runner, and ball just literally hung on the rim and fell in. Kiki tries to cross over right in front of the defender, and jump ball should be OG ball, yep. Turnover for Kiki Wendell on that. Val Mollenkamp replaced Kiki Wendell. Minute 05 to go in the Fortkamp excavating third quarter scoreboard. 45-35 Titans lead. And Brinkman comes back in and replaces Shinner Muller. OG would be taking it out three-quarter court in front of our bench. Triggers in to Kaufman. Nice little crossover move by Aaron Kaufman, sophomore. And he is looking to trap. Reaching in, and they're calling a jump ball again. So turnover back to Fort Recovery. Turnover on OG. Nice held ball defensive effort there by Ali Vaughn. Getting the jump ball from behind. 56 seconds to go here in the third. Page 4 can't throw the ball, and Ali Vaughn dribbles on the right-hand side. Getting double-teamed, throws over to Val Molenkamp on the left-hand side now. Val looks over to Brooke in the corner. Trying to get the ball inside to Whitley Rammel. Ali Vaughn got away with a shoving foul as it was in the air, and OG had the inside position, and Ali kind of shoved her and knocked her down. We retained possession. Val Molenkamp now picks up her dribble. Val turns her over. And Eifert down in transition and foul from behind on Fort Recovery. See who they're going to call on as there was a couple Indians there. So Ali Vaughn picks up her second foul. 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Right now it's been a pretty good quarter for both teams as far as the offensive output. Kind of sloppily played game though in this third quarter. Both teams are trading turnovers. OG triggers the ball into Eifert up top. Coach Jan calls a set. Little high ball screen for Kaufman. Checking for the roll. Nothing there. Picks up her dribble. Swings it over to Siegfer. Page 4 camp with the deflection and the steal. Push the ball. And Brooke Colleague at the buzzer comes up a little short there on the three-point shot. So after three, 45-35, OG Titans lead.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back. Again in the JV game, the Indians fall 3-8 on the day, losing 40-31 to OG. Elena Evers led us with 10 points. Faith Ruby with 8. And in this game right now, again, Indians trail by 10 going into the fourth quarter. Baseline drive by Kaufman. And got fouled by Whitley Rammel. So Kaufman, Aaron Kaufman, will be going to the free throw line. 6 foot sophomore. Nice player for a sophomore. Averages around 10 points a game. First one up is good. Indians trail by 11 now. Indians did get outscored in that third quarter, 16-13. Second free throw up is no good. Whitley Rammel with the defensive rebound. Kiki Window has the ball now. Drives over here to the left. Turnover for Kiki Window. Number 6 on the day for her. Up and good for OG is Shima Muller. 48-35. Indians quickly down the floor. Handoff from Kiki Window to Ali Vaughn. She drives in. Possible. It would have been a turnover here by Ali. OG loses the ball out of bounds. So I guess you could possibly call that a turnover and turnover back from OG. So Full recovery ball underneath. figures it in. Deflected pass again. Yep, now turnover by Ali Vaughn right in front of the coaching staff. All right, now we have about 18 turnovers and still got a minute to go, or 8 minutes almost to go here in that fourth quarter. 7:30 to go in the fourth. Coach, I'm sure, is probably not going to be happy with that. Execution on offense. We're trying to pick up some full-court pressure. OG breaks that. Eifert skip pass over here to Warnecki. Warnecki over on the left block. We got lucky there. We lost a cutter. Warnecki picks up her dribble closely to a five count. Ow, we fell asleep again. Verhoff goes to shoots it and gets blocked by Val. Val dribbles down the floor on the right-hand side. A little step-back dribble. Throws it over to Brooke Colley. Brooke Colley's up top with it. About lost it. Swings it to Kiki on the left-hand side. Kiki drives in. Has a gap to Ali Vaughn. Ali Vaughn drives in. Little jump stop. Could have traveled, but instead, nope. They call foul. So, foul on Verhoff. So, Ali Vaughn will be going to the free throw line. 48-35 on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians trail by 13. First one up is good for Ali Vaughn. And looks like Chloe Glenn is checking in, replacing Kaufman. And Paige Fortkamp's going to be checking in to replace Ali Vaughn here if she hits this shot. And misses it. Val Mullenkamp, though, chases down the offensive rebound. And she picks up her dribble in the corner. Not a great spot to be in, but we do call a timeout, so we do retain possession. 6:29 to go in the fourth quarter, 48-36 Titans. We'll take a break.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, and we're back. Indians trail on the fourth quarter for Recovery Insurance scoreboard, 48-36 with 6:29 to go. It will be Indians ball on the side. All right, now Ali Vaughn leads us with 9 points. Whitley Ramos, 7. Val Mullenkamp with 7. Indians have the ball up top. Kiki Windows dribbling on the right-hand side. Trying to get maybe Brooke Colley on the backdoor cut. Instead, we swing it over to Paige Fortkamp. Paige skips it back over to Brooke on the right-hand side. Brooke's trying to pick up her dribble, and she picked it up trying to look for Val Mullenkamp, but can't get it to her. Instead, we skip it across to Paige Fortkamp. Ball screened by Kiki. OG's looking to double-team now. A little run and jump, double-team the dribbler. Swings it across to Val Mullenkamp. Ah, we missed Brooke Colley wide open in the three. Into Whitley Ramo and turns it over. So turnover on Whitley Ramo on the Indians. Trail by, Fort Recovery here, trails by 12 with 5:55 to go. OG ball out. Indians pick up full court man. Goes to Warnecki, breaks the pressure. Dribbles across left hand, a little trapped by the Indians. Skips it over to Eifert. Skip pass back to Kaufman. And overthrows. Yep, overthrows at a ball out of bounds. Ali Vaughn checking in for Paige Fortkamp. Replacing Kiki Wendell bringing the ball down. 5:40 to go. Indians trail by 12. Kiki's getting trapped. Loses the ball. Doesn't retain it and throws it over to Ali Vaughn. Throws it back to Kiki Wendell. Kiki drives a gap. Pass over to Val Mullenkamp. Contested three air ball. OG with the rebound. And a foul by Ali Vaughn. So that will be Ali's third. Team's fifth. OG right now has three fouls, so we're a little ways from someone going to the free throw line on the fouls. Something, though, Ali has to be careful on. Make sure she doesn't get any emotional and frustration fouls, which she has a tendency to do once in a while. OG breaks forecourt pressure applied by the Indians. Reach in there by Ali. Ali's got to be careful. Skip pass over here to Verhoff. Verhoff drives, throws over to Glenn. Throws the ball and a foul. And Ali picks up her fourth right in front of the official. Again, you got to be able to play with emotions in check when you're playing a game of basketball, as it is an emotional sport. You can't go out and commit fouls like that, especially right in front of the officials. So Allie's got to be careful with that. Picks up her fourth foul, team six. Val almost had a steal and taking the ball as OG was taking the ball out of bounds on the skip pass in. OG does retain possession, though. Swings over to Glenn in the corner. Back up top to Shima Muller. Right now, OG's really not much in a hurry, although I'm sure they're not going to hold the ball. That's not in their characteristic and DNA to hold the ball. Eifer's looking for someone. Picks the ball up free throw line. Hits Kaufman on the left-hand side. Driving in, skip pass. Over to Shima Muller. Drives in. Reverse pivot. Hits Verhoff on the skip pass. She throws the Eifert in the corner. Puts the ball above her head. Drives in here to the middle of the floor. Stops. OG's struggling right now to get a shot, or they're being patient, one of the two, which is in their favor. 4 minutes to go. Indians trail by 12. Sherman Miller has the ball up top. Dribbles across the floor. Backdoor cut, and the OG Titans throw it away on the backdoor cut. Indians got lucky on that one because that was not a whole lot what we did to cause that turnover. OG just threw the ball away. Ali Vaughn does check in with her fifth foul. Looks like we're, or fourth foul, excuse me. Looks like we're probably playing a little offense defense. So Ali Vaughn has the ball. Dribbling it up against Eifert. Eifert does get a deflection on it. Ali does retain it. Throws it over to Brooke Colley. Thinks about a three. Drives in. Air ball. And out of bounds on the Indians. So right now, our last couple shots have not even drawn iron. Got to make sure we take good shots here, ladies, if we want to try to get back in this game and take care of the basketball. OG has the ball in bounds against full court pressure. Could have been a foul right there by Paige. As she knocked out a contact on OG. OG player loses a contact. That's one of those things. Obviously, if you hit someone, they lose a contact, you're close enough to have that happen. It might have been a foul, so kind of belt. We lose one there, or we gain one, I should say, there. Got lucky on that one. Kaufman in to replace Rich for the OG Titans. Little stoppage of play here. But with that contact coming out, she was able to catch it in her hand, so I'm not sure how that happened. That's a pretty good job on her part, or lucky one of the two. OG breaks the pressure, throws over two. Seeker in the corner, gets blocked by Val Mullenkamp. So Val picks up a block, trying to push in transition, throws over to Ali Vaughn. OG looking to trap a little bit full court. Ali Vaughn throws it into Whitley Rammel, and up and misses the layup, but does get fouled. OG loses a matchup in transition. Indians get lucky and going to the free throw line. Place where Whitley Rammel's kind of struggled throughout the year. Right now she's about 30% from the free throw line on the season. First one up is good. We'll keep jinxing her and hopefully she hits them, because we're going to need a few of these to get back in as we trail right now. 48-37 on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Kiki Wendell back in for Brooke. Willie Ramo with the second one. Up and no good. Oh! Eifert looked to double dribble right in front of the officials, and they didn't see it as they both were turning their back, kind of running down the floor. Indians are trying to trap, trying to speed them up a little bit, drive in. Block out of bounds by Ali Vaughn on Warnecki. But OG does retain possession. They do get the ball in bounds underneath here to Eifert. Ali gives up the baseline, shoots it, and gets fouled for Eifert, and that should be Ali Vaughn's fifth foul. And it is. So Ali Vaughn is fouled out of the game, and it looks like Brooke Collig is going to replace her. So Eifert is going to the free throw line. Where on the season, she is 18 of 33. Comes up short on the first one as she's a little frustrated with herself. Indians trail by 11 here on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Second one is up and good. Indians gotta hurry up and get down the floor here and get some shots up. Got to be able to get some good shots up to be able to score to get back in this game. Paige Forkham with a turnover. Had her back turn trying to dribble basketball. Something you can't do, especially when you're getting trapped. And deflected out of bounds as the Indians are trying to trap and return. One place you don't want to go is to the corner, especially on the baseline, and that's where Shimon Muller put herself. So OG gets lucky here as the Indians deflect the ball out, and we don't get a steal. Right now they throw it in the backcourt. Shimon Muller has the ball guarded by Kiki Wendell full court. Goes over to Glenn on the left wing. Back up top to Kaufman. Reach in by Val. Val kind of bumps her and hits her in the nose. I'm sure that doesn't feel good. Anytime you get hit in the nose, makes your eyes water. So they're going to allow her to have a little time here to kind of collect herself. Indians do pick up eight fouls, so OG will be shooting 1-1 here from, or at least shooting free throws the rest of the way out, depending on how many fouls we pick up here. Aaron Kaufman to the line. First one up. Good. You can tell it's still bothering her a little bit as she's holding her nose and squinting her face here a little bit. Second chance up here for her as Kaufman has 11 points in the game. Second one up is no good. Val Mullenkamp with the defensive rebound. Pushing ahead. All the way to the basket and scores a layup for Val Mullenkamp. We're going to need more and those quite often here if we want to get back in this game now. Indians trail by 11, 50-39. Kaufman has the ball, bringing the ball down. Wade throws over to Eifert. Back to Kaufman as we don't have matchups right now. Glenn thinks about a three but turns it down with 2 minutes to go up 11. That's a shot you definitely don't want to shoot. Bramwell trying to foul Kaufman, but no call. Goes over to Shimon Muller as they're going four corners right now. And Kiki Wendell picks up the foul. So Shimon Muller will be going to the free throw line. Brianna Shimon Muller, where she is 16 of 20 from the free throw line on the season. So obviously a very high percentage as well. She shot the ball from the outside today. That's hitting a couple threes. And seeing her shoot, you can tell she's probably going to be a good shooter here. First one up, nothing but net. Score now 51-39. Give Shimon Muller 11 points on the game. Second one is up and good. Right now they're led by OG is by a freshman. Chloe Glenn with 5'8 freshman is actually leading them scoring. So nice to have a freshman lead you in scoring. Collig comes off a high ball screen pick and roll with Whitley Ramel and throws it 2-4 layup. So great offense by the Indians. Bad defense by OG with no backside help. Indians pick up a quick foul, though. Paige Forkamp does. So now Eifert goes back to the free throw line. And Indians, that is their 10th team foul. So they'll be shooting two from here on out. And Eifert hits this one. 52-41 Titan lead. Warnecki checks in, replaces Verhoff. And Kaufman comes in and replaces Rich. Second free throw up for Eifert is good. 54-41 right now. Kiki quickly down in transition, hand off to Brooke Colley. Brooks dribbling in, throws over to Kiki Window in the corner. We got to get a shot up here, Indians. Kiki double teamed, throws it over to Brooke back in the corner. Contested 17-footer, no good. And Shimon Muller comes down with the ball. And quickly we pick up a foul. Nope, timeout. So timeout. Fort Recovery fourth quarter insurance scoreboard. Titans lead 54-41, and we'll take a break here with them.
Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And by the way, we will be on the radio again tonight. Bob Lovett and I will be, as we'll be doing the Walpaw Fort Recovery boys game. 1:20 to go. And if you missed the presentation last night by Greg LaFever with Ron Shoemaker, $1.5 million scholarship set up in honor of future graduates here. So that's quite the thing. That was a great presentation last night. Indians are trying to trap. Looks like without fouling, but trying to trap. OG goes four corners. Yeah, looks like Coach Gannon said, hey, let's not foul, but let's try to trap, see if we can get a steal. Right now they're going four corners, holding the ball. Skip passes everywhere on the floor. Fort Recovery's trying to get a turnover, but can't seem to be. We're just letting the clock tick away now with 45 seconds to go. 54-41. Olivia Patch and Brent Holman are now trapping. We got Paige Forkamp, Brooke Colley, and Whitley Ramo out there trapping as well. Well, the Indians come up here to Ottawa Glendorf and in this hour and a half drive and are going to come away with a loss, but hopefully they learned a little bit about themselves, and that's why you play these games. Brent Holman does get a steal, but then turns the ball back over to OG. 19 seconds to go. It looks like we're going to sub here. Nope, pull the subs back. Nope, throw them back out there. So Whitley Ramel and Brooke Hogg will go off. As I was saying, nothing wrong with coming up here and taking a loss to a very good 10-1 OG team. So that's why you play these games, is to try to learn something about yourself and get better at something. These games are a lot more beneficial than playing games where you roll a ball out and win by 30. So trying to get better in January is what we're trying to do here. And OG empties their bench. So that's why a little bit of a delay here, 19 seconds to go. Just waiting for the buzzer to go off as time expires. Indians still doing a little trapping here. Put the subs in. 5 seconds. So the Indians will fall to 9-3. 9-3 on the season, and OG will go to 11-1. State-ranked OG Titans, so 54-41. So OG comes away with a win. We'll take a short break and be back with some stats, and hopefully Coach Cannon will be up here as well.
Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, and we're back. Indians again travel all the way up here north to OG and walk away with a 54-41 loss. Wasn't from a lack of effort, I can tell you that. OG is a great team. They got inside players. They got guards that can shoot it. They pressure you. It's definitely hard to play against in a setting like that when you're constantly getting pressured. And that can kind of, I guess, display of how we handled the basketball, as we had way too many turnovers, and then the shots we did get were maybe forced, and we had a lot of shots that were air balls today. So OG was led by a couple players here. Freshman Chloe Glenn with 12 and Brianna Schimmermuller, a senior, with 12. Adding 11 was sophomore Aaron Kaufman, and a junior with 10 was Kelsey Eifert. So they put four in double digits. And other than that, that looked like that was the only four that scored for them. So we had four players that scored and kind of did some damage to us. For Fort Recovery, we were led by Willie Rammel with 10. Allie Vaughn had 9. Val Mullenkamp had 7. She had all 7 in the first half and never scored in the second half. That was a person that we had to try to get on track, and I just don't think she got up enough shots in that second half there for us. Brooke Colley added 5. Kiki Wendell 4. Olivia Patch 2. Paige Forkamp 2. So that rounds out the scoring for the Indians. In the JV game, again, our JV team under Chris Guggenbiller falls 40-31. Indians have a record now of 3-8 on the season. Fort Recovery was outscored in the first quarter, 8-4. In the second quarter, Fort Recovery outscored OG 14-18 and take a 18-16 lead. In the third quarter, Fort Recovery outscores OG 13-12 to take a 31-28 lead. And in the fourth quarter, OG outscores Fort Recovery 12-0. To walk away with a 40-31 victory. Fort Recovery was led by Laney Evers with 10, Faith Gruby with 8, Brenna Holman with 5, Hope Wendell with 4, Grace Guggenbiller 2, and Whitley Rammel with 2. So waiting on Coach Holly Gann to come up. One thing that's a pretty good thing right now today is our parents did bring up some food since they have an hour and a half drive to feed our athletes. So our players are walking over and grabbing some food brought up by our parents. So hopefully Coach Gann maybe is grabbing a water or so and coming up here and take a short break, and we'll be back and hopefully have her up here to talk about her thoughts on the game.
Choosing the right right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, and we're back here, and Coach Holly Gann is able to make her way up here, and as you were coming up here and watching the soccer team, it looks like, trying to push in the old wooden bleachers, that wouldn't be fun at all there, Coach.
No, I would be more worried about my fingers than probably anything.
Yeah. So, quickly here, thoughts on the game?
You know, we just didn't handle their toughness very well. You know, they came out really aggressive. I didn't feel like we matched that intensity from the start. We kind of got a run there, and we just didn't have another one. When it's all said and done, you know, we have to continue to do the things we do and not worry about what they do. So there's a lot of turnovers there where I feel like we forced them on ourselves. They didn't do anything that we haven't seen before. So, you know, Monday's another day to become better. So that's what I told them, hey, you know, unfortunately, some things didn't go the way we want, but Monday, we get another opportunity to become a little better.
Yeah, you know, I think we just played back-to-back games where, you know, if we want to go someplace in the tournament, you know, I think those are things that we might see. Obviously, we have some size where a lot of teams around here, it seems like this year, aren't very big. And so if someone wants to have a chance to knock us out, I think this is a game, you know, maybe the last two films, maybe something they may be looking to do. So I think those are good preps for us. Obviously, we had, I think, almost around 20 turnovers today, which is way too many for us. And then it felt like we got sped up some on the offensive end because we shot a lot of air balls, which we normally don't shoot as well. So
a ton of air balls. Yeah. You know, and like I said, unfortunately, those things happen. And I think I'd much rather it happen right now at game 11 rather than game 24. So I think it's another day to go back. But when it's all said and done, the girls still played hard defensively. I thought we did some really great things. We rebounded. You know, that gave us some points early. We weren't crashing offensive board or the defensive board normally as hard as we do. So some things that we got to work on, and we'll be back in action on Thursday with New Knoxville.
And those are things that you mentioned that kind of go into fatigue a little bit, and also mental exhaustion when you're getting pressured like you are, you know, shots and not crashing the glass because you're worried about getting back on defense versus maybe going to get an offensive rebound, or those legs seem to be a little tired on the defensive end, sometimes more on the offensive end once in a while for 16, 17, and 18-year-olds. So, but, you know, also I made a comment, though, Coach, that, you know, we're not worried about winning championships in January. We're worried about getting better, and I think this game definitely, hopefully, got us in a step in that direction.
It keeps us honest. You know, it keeps us honest. It makes us remind us that we still have to work hard every single day in order to get the things that we want. We can't just come out there and play, which I mean, obviously coming off of Minster and Liberty Benton wins was a huge week, and I knew that there were chances that we were going to become a little complacent, and I felt like we saw a little complacency. We forgot how to V-cut at times, and, you know, but we did a lot of good things right. We still worked hard. We could have gave up there about 7 times. We had every reason we could have gave up, but they did it. They kept scrapping and clawing and fighting, and you know, today just wasn't our day, and that's okay. Monday, we're going to get better.
Yeah, and that, you had mentioned kind of clawing back there. We had a stretch in the second quarter where it was about 9 or 10, and then all of a sudden we closed the gap and cut it within 2, and then unfortunately, I think we had another turnover, missed shot, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden they go on a 7-0 run real quick, and it's 14, right back up in there.
14 hit a couple threes, yep. And then we created that gap again.
So Well, nothing wrong with losing to a 10-1 OG team, state ranked in Division III. It's all about getting better at this point and putting in that system. So I think we're, what, game 11? Is that where we're at now? So your, overall evaluation of where we're at and kind of your expectations on the season.
Hey, we're doing, it's a process, so it's good. I'm proud of the girls. They work hard. You know, I never doubt whether or not we're going to match their intensity. We go out and we play. And things are progressive. So obviously it's some of those foundational things that I think we just have to tighten up on. We get, like you said, we get in that pressure, which we practice with pressure. So it's like we get that pressure here and we want to get rid of the ball really quick. I'm sure you observed it as well. We run away from the ball in certain situations. So just tightening up some things and, hey, keep an open mind. The bad thing about basketball season is it's a long season. You know, mentally it's a long season. Physically it's a long season. So we're just going to find some breaks here where we can rejuvenate and kind of remember the reasons why we play the sport. So
awesome. Well, thanks for stopping up here and let you get down and grab some of the food that the parents brought and have a good weekend.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep. All right. Again, Lady Indians lose to OG 54-41. Again, a recap here quickly of the varsity game. First quarter went 16-9 OG. In the third quarter, we tie 13-13 as far as scoring output, but we do trail 29-22. In the third quarter, OG outscores us 16-13 to take a 45-35 lead, and then OG outscores us 9-6 in that fourth quarter to walk away with a 54-41 victory. And again, Fort Recovery, I believe, goes to 8-3 on the season. Leading scorers was Whitley Ramo with 10 points, Allie Vaughn with 9, Val Mullenkamp with 7, Kiki Wendell with 4, Brooke Colley with 5, and Paige Forkamp and Olivia Patch both chip in with 2. So hopefully if you're not going to make it out to the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight, we've got Walpock Redskins coming in. Should be a great game. Our boys team is definitely getting better. That proved it last night, losing to an undefeated St. John's team in overtime. So hopefully you have a chance to go out there and see our boys play. They are fun to watch, play hard, get after. Coach Milton's doing a lot of good things there. The broadcast of this game, if you want to watch it on WOSN, will be on Channel 43 on Sunday at 4:30. This is Brian Patch and Neil Spencer signing off.
Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball with Dean Groff's